Hello, my name is Andrew Capucci, a research analyst focused on sports and media at Cabelli Funds. Today I'll be discussing Manchester United PLC, which trades under the ticker MANU on a New York Stock Exchange. Manchester United, headquartered in Manchester, England, is a UK-based soccer club. The firm primarily generates its revenue through broadcasting deals, commercial sponsorships, retail commerce, and matchday ticket sales. Having won 66 trophies since its founding in 1878, Man U has developed into one of the world's leading sports and entertainment brands, with a global community of over 1 billion fans and followers. The Old Trafford, the flagship stadium where Manchester United has played since 1910, has a capacity of 74,000 people and is owned directly by the team. Man U trades at $24.65, has 165 million shares, 4.1 billion market cap, and 802 million in net debt for a total enterprise value of 4.9 billion. Stock itself has a dual class structure, 110 million Class A shares and 54 million Class B shares. Class A shares are entitled to one vote per share, while Class B shares are entitled to 10 votes per share. The entirety of the Class B shares is owned by the Glazer family in the U.S. and accounts for over 95% of Manchester's voting power. In late November of 2022, Man U announced that the company's board of directors was commencing a process to explore strategic alternatives for the club, including a full sale of the team. Given Man U's poor performance on the field at the time, and lack of investment into the club by the Glazer family, fans largely rejoiced at this news, and investors were even more pleased as the stock was now in the spotlight for a potential deal. Since the announcement, there have been four confirmed bidders for the team, the first being Qatari Royal, Sheikh Jassim bin Hamad Al Thani, Ineos Group founder Jim Ratcliffe from the UK, Finnish entrepreneur Thomas Ziliakis, and U.S.-based firm Elliott Management. More recently, the deadline for bidders was extended, and multiple sources are reporting that both Sheikh Jassim and Jim Ratcliffe are set to submit revised bids for the team after their initial offers were reported to be too low. The revised bids are expected to be made public in the coming days. This is an ongoing story, and we'll have more updates as they are released.